This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine and Russia traded accusations over each other's actions around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant on Friday as a team of inspectors from the UN nuclear watchdog tried to check the safety of the facility and avert a potential disaster. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi and his team spent several hours at Europe's largest nuclear power plant on Thursday and intended to return on Friday across the front lines to assess damage. Speaking after the initial visit, Grossi said the physical integrity of the plant had been violated several times, and he was worried by the situation there. Ukraine's state nuclear company said it would be difficult for the IAEA team to make an impartial assessment due to Russian interference. A man has tried to kill Argentina's politically powerful Vice President Cristina Fernandez outside her home, but the handgun misfired, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say the man was quickly overpowered by her security officers in the incident on Thursday. President Alberto Fernandez, who's not related to the vice president, a former president herself, saying the pistol did not discharge when the man tried to fire it. Gina Debye, a witness who was at the incident, told the Associated Press she had heard the sound of the trigger being pulled, adding she hadn't realized it was a handgun until the man was rushed by security personnel. I'm Charles Duradesma.
The attack came as she is facing a trial for alleged acts of corruption during her 2007 to 2015 presidency, charges that she strongly denies. This is VOA News. India on Friday commissioned its first home-built aircraft carrier as it seeks to counter regional rival China's much larger and growing fleet and expand its own indigenous shipbuilding capabilities. More than just adding to the country's naval capabilities, Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed the importance of India now being only one of a handful of nations with an indigenous carrier program. Modi called it an example of India's defense self-reliance. China has recently expanded its presence into the Indian Ocean, the Western Pacific, and beyond. In August, it sailed a Navy vessel to a Chinese-built port in Sri Lanka despite security concerns from New Delhi. The Czech Republic's coalition government has survived a parliamentary no-confidence vote over its handling of the energy crisis and a scandal involving the head of one of the country's spy agencies. Lawmakers from the five-party coalition defeated the motion following a debate that took some 22 hours. The opposition accused the coalition of not doing enough to help people and businesses cope with the high prices for electricity and natural gas. A White House tradition will be revived next week as Barack and Michelle Obama return for the unveiling of their official portraits, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It hasn't happened in a decade.
You'll now be able to gaze at this portrait and ask, what would George do?
Since George W. Bush noted his portrait gave the White House collection nice symmetry.
It now starts and ends with a George W.
8 years earlier.
It's a great pleasure to honor number 42.
Bush 43 greeted the man who beat Bush 41.
Bill Clinton loved the job of the presidency.
Mr. President, I had mixed feelings coming here today.
We may have our differences politically, but the presidency transcends those differences.
Recent tradition has held that the current president host his immediate predecessor for the unveiling. It did not happen under Donald Trump, and instead, President Biden will host the Obamas next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Ukraine and Russia traded accusations over each other's actions around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant on Friday, as a team of inspectors from the UN nuclear watchdog tried to check the safety of the facility and avert a potential disaster. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi and his team spent several hours at Europe's largest nuclear power plant on Thursday and intended to return on Friday across the front lines to assess damage. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.